Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhaja. This verse is Brahma Sanghita. It was composed by Lord Brahma. Therefore, in the Vedic literature, this is called Sanghita. Sanghita means part of the Vedic literature. So, Lord Brahma is describing about Krishna. There are some foolish questions that Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago. How he became God? Actually, that is not a fact. In the Brahma Sanghita, Brahma is describing me from the very creation. Brahma is the first creature of this universe. So, he has explained about Krishna by his experience, by his realization. In the Vedanta Sutra, Krishna is described Janmadrasya Jataha, a supreme person from whom everything has emanated. So, that Krishna has confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham Adihi Devanam. Devanam means in the beginning there are Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha, and Krishna is Adi of these Devas. Aham Adihi Devanam. Aham Sarvasa Prabhava. Everything has emanated from me. Aham Sarvasa Prabhava. Matta Sarvam Pravartate. Iti Matya Bhajanti Imam. Buddha Bhavu Samantitaha. So, Krishna is the Adipur. In Arjuna also confirmed, after understanding Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna also confirms, Parabrahma, Param Dhamma, Pavittam Paramam Bhavam, Purusham Shastatam Adyam. Adyam. The original first. Just like in our genealogical table, in each family, there is a person who is the origin of the family. Then his son, his grandson, their grandson, in this way, family expands. Similarly, this creation is from Krishna. In the Chatushtaki Bhagavat also, Ahameva Asam Agre. I I was present before the Creator. Even Shankaracharya, who is impersonalist, he also says, Narayana para abhaktya. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, is beyond this material creation. Narayana para abhaktya, abhaktya, anna-sambhava. From the abhakta, non-manifested material, mahatakta, this material creation has become possible. And this material, before the material creation, beyond the material creation, there is Krishna. Therefore, in the Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma is describing Krishna in each verse. Govindam Adipurusam Tamaham Bhajami. Govindam Adipurusam. He is the original person. Krishna also says, Matta Parataram Anyas Kinchila Asti Dhananya. There is no more Paratatta, superior source except Krishna. This Krishna consciousness, Bombay, is therefore, we are trying to place before the civilized human society. The Adi Purush, the original Supreme Personality of God. They are searching after God. There are so many societies, theological societies, theosophical societies, they are searching after God. But here is God. Why don't you take reference from these little God's reference is there in the Vedic literature, and God Himself appears, and He explains Himself in the Bhagavad Gita, and God is accepted, not now, even when Krishna was present 5,000 years ago. All great sages, saintly persons, great rishis, they also accept Narada, Devala, Vyas. When Arjuna, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is explained in the 10th chapter, you know all, Krishna as Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram, Paramam, Bhavan. He is addressing Krishna as person, Bhavan. This Bhavan Sabda, this word is used, person, not imperson. Bhavan. Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram, Paramam, Bhavan. Purusham. He is not imperson. Purusham. Purusham means person. Not here also. Purusham means male. Purusham, Sāsatam, Sāsatam, original. Ādhyam, the first. So in this way, Arjuna has also given reference that all the great sages at that time, Vyasadeva is still present. So Vyasadeva accepts you, Narada accepts you, and Asita, Devala, big being, great sages accepts you. You are personally speaking. And I have realized that you are the Supreme Person. This is Krishna. Krishna is not manufactured. As nowadays it has become a pattern to manufacture God by force. No, God is never manufactured. God is God. Not by mystic power one becomes God, or by so-called meditation or magical arts. No. God is God. Nobody can become God. Athama Udho. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is described as Athama Udho, Prakritamahata. 11th chapter, you find these words. Pratikamaha, because Brahma is considered, he is called Pitamaha, because the father of the past. If you search out the genealogical table of this universe, especially of the human society, then you go on searching. I am begotten by my father is begotten by his father, his father, his father, his father. You go on, then ultimately if you have so much patience to make the start, this you can get from the shastras, you can get. So, the original father of this universe is Lord Brahma. Therefore, he is addressed as Pitamaha. But the father of Brahma, also, Brahma is also there. Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. The Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is expansion of Karanodakshaya Vishnu, the original Vishnu. And Karanodakshaya Vishnu is expansion of Sankarsana. Sankarsana is expansion of Narayana. Narayana is expansion of another Sankarsana. And that Sankarsana is expansion of Baladeva. And Baladeva is expansion of Krishna. We find in the chapter. Therefore, Krishna is the original person. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajam. It is not that some artist has manufactured a fashionable Krishna and who you are sister. No. Krishna is the original person. We find it as Krishna in the Sanghitas, in the Vedas, in the Rig Veda. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sadapashyanti Sudha. And the explanation of Vedanta Sutra Srimad Bhagavatam, there it is explained, Janmadrasya-sata, because Vedanta-sutta begins with these aphorisms, Janmadrasya-sata. So, Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam is the original explanation of Vedanta-sutra. So, in the Vedanta-sutra, explanation of Vedanta-sutra, Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, it is said, Janmadrasya-sata, annayat, itaratasya, atrisu, avijyam. Tene brahma rida adikavai, mui yanti gatta suraya. These descriptions are there. So, adikavi, adikavi means brahma. Brahma, adikavi. So, tene brahma, brahma, means Sabda Brahma, daily preparation. So he instructed and imparted in the heart of Brahma. Because when the creation was there, Brahma was the only person, living entity in the beginning. So the question may be, yeah, how Brahma learned Vedic knowledge? That is explained. Tene Brahma, Brahma, Brahma means Vedic literature, Sabda Brahma. The information, the description of God is also Brahma. Brahma is absolute. There is no difference between Brahma and the literature which is describing Brahma. The same thing. Just like Bhagavad Gita and Krishna, there is no difference. Bhagavad Gita is also Krishna. Otherwise, why this book is worth it? It is so for so long time, 5,000 years. Unless the Bhagavad Gita is Krishna. There are so many literature books are published nowadays. After 1 year, 2 years, 3 years finished, nobody cares for it. Nobody cares for it. Nobody reads for it. Any literature you take in the history of the world, no literature can exist for 5,000 years repeatedly being read by very many scholars, Vivyajanists and philosophers all. Why? Because it is Krishna. Krishna, there is no difference between Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavan. Sabda Brahma. So, Bhagavad Gita should not be taken as ordinary literature. That one can comment on it by so-called ABCD knowledge. No, that's not possible. The fools and rascals, they try to comment on the Bhagavad Gita by their ABCD scholars. That's not possible. It is Sabda Brahma. It will be revealed to the person who has devotion to Krishna. Jasya deve parabhakti yatha deve. These are the lyrics in this text. Jasya deve parabhakti yatha deve tatha guru. Tasyaite katitaya ta prakashante mahat. It becomes revealed. Therefore, Vedic literatures are called revealed. It is not that I can understand by your ABCD knowledge. I can purchase one Bhagavad Gita and because I have grammatical knowledge, I can understand. No. Vedesu durlav. In the Brahma Sangita it is said, Vedesu durlav. You go on studying all Vedic literature by your literary capacity or scholarship. Durlav. It is not possible. Vedesu durlav. Therefore, there are so many persons that are trying to interpret Bhagavad Gita by their so-called scholarship, but nobody cares for them. They cannot turn even one person a devotee of Krishna. This is a challenge. In your Bombay, there are so many persons there explaining Bhagavad Gita for so many years, but they could not turn even a single person a pure devotee of Krishna. This is our challenge. But this Bhagavad Gita, now it is being explained as it is, and thousands of Europeans, Americans, whose forefathers, whose family never knew the name of Krishna, they are becoming devotees. This is the secret of success. But these foolish people, they do not know. They think that by interpreting Bhagavad Gita, by their so-called rational and knowledge, they can reveal Bhagavad Gita. That is not possible. Naham prakasa yogamaya samapritaha. Krishna is not exposed to these foolish and rational. Krishna is never exposed. Naham prakasa sarvas. He is not so cheap thing that he will be understood by these foolish and rational. It is not for Krishna says, Naham prakasa sarvastu yogamayama manushanam sahasreshu kachidyata tisiddhaya jato tamati siddhyanam kachid vesimam tattva. So, if we want to understand Krishna, then we have to follow Mahajana dina tatasya pantha evam parampara prapam imaparadarsa yogibhu. Krishna says, and Krishna says, bhaktoti priyoti rahasyam hetu uttama. Krishna says to Arjuna, this science of God, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tattva, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, jai Krishna tattva vritta chai guru ho. Guru does not become. Guru is not so cheap thing. One must know what is Krishna tattva. One must know what is Krishna. Krishna says also, manushanam sahasreshu kachid yatati siddha. Yatatamami siddhanam kachid yetimam. So nobody knows Krishna. They may speculate by their so-called scholarship ABCD knowledge. But Krishna is not there. They cannot turn even a single man to become a Krishna devotee. That is not possible. They can be fooled. That is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Samir paraha ustap harai samstuta purusa pasu. The one who is not devoting, he is described as a pashu, as an animal. And such animal is eulogized, glorified by another animal. What are they? The dog, camels, asses, and all. Sabir Baral Sakharai Sanskrita Purushapati. These descriptions are there. Therefore, if we want to understand Krishna, we have to follow this Mahat, just like Brahma. Brahma is the original. There are, who is Mahajan? Mahajan in India, a Mahajan is accepted who can give you loan, money. It's called Mahajan. That's all. You think it is a perverted word, but Mahajan means a one who is pure devotee of the Lord. Mahatma means who is pure devotee of the Lord. Sadhu means who is a devotee. Not this, it's the beggar. Sadhu, sadhu reva samantam, sammak bhavasita. Who are they? Sadhu reva samantam. Apite sudurakaro bhajate mamanannava. Sadhu reva samantam. He is sadhu. Even if we find some discrepancies in the life of a devotee, just like these Europeans, Americans, they are devotees. They are pure devotees of Krishna. How? They have no other desire. They simply want to satisfy their spiritual master and Krishna. Therefore, they are pure devotees. They have no other business. They have sacrificed everything. They are coming from rich family, rich nation, educated, everything. There is no scarcity in their country. Everything is complete. But still, for Krishna, they have forsaken everything. That is your devotion. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karma nanabhritam anukulena krishnana siranam bhakti uttama. Those who are trying to get out here something, they have been described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Kharajhatiya Bhata. Kharajhatiya Bhata. The Kharajhatiya, one of the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mukunda, he was very confidential devotee, his class friend also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, he was going sometimes here, sometimes there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very angry upon him and gave him the title Kharajhatiya Bhata. Kharajhatiya Bhata. Don't allow him to come. He became so strict. So he was very sorry Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said not to come in his meeting. So he was asking other devotees that I cannot be allowed. So how we can allow in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as forbidden? So would you ask if there will be any chance so that I can again come back? So some devotee inquired from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Mukunda is very sorry you asked not to come, but he is asking whether there will be any day in future when you will be allowed to come again. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, after 3,000 sabbas, he will be allowed to come. So when Mukunda inquired, did you inquire from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu this question? He said, yes, but he has said, after your 3,000 of repeated baths, he will be allowed. So he began to dance. Then I will allow someday. Never mind 3,000. So when this teacher, this was informed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he is dancing now because he will allow him to come in after 3,000 sabbas. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very pleased and asked him to bring him to me. So, if we want to actually learn this definite dharmasya, ekanishtha. Bhajanti mam ananya bhava. That is the quality. Krishna. If you want to know Krishna, it is very easy. Don't divert your attention to anything. Now I worship this demigod, I worship that demigod. But then your knowledge is gone. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Tamasyasya hitajnana jajante annadevata. Annadevata, other demigod. Devata is Krishna. Rather, the demigod. Ekala Nishkar Krishna Alpha Vritta. Jare Jaiche Nakaise Toiche Karin Vritta. God is one, Krishna. Ekamaiva Dityam. All others, they are servants. This is our conclusion, this is Shastric concept. Ekam Brahma Vritta. Brahma cannot be true. Parabrahma. Parabrahma. Paramam Bhava. Therefore, Arjuna is addressing as Bhava, yourself. Not that you have got many competitors. Just like we find nowadays. In one street, another god, another god, in another street, another god, another street, another city, there are so many gods. No, God is one. Ekamaiva Vritta. And that is Krishna. Krishna to Bhagavan. So this is the God. So if we want to learn about Krishna, then we have to follow the path of Mahāyāna, great personality, just like Brahmā is presenting, Brahmā-saṅgītā, Vistāra. In that way, he is presenting Śrīmad-bhāgavatam. Om namo bhagavate vāsudevāya. Bhagavān himself is describing himself in the Bhagavad-gītā. So what is the difficulty to understand Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad? We don't find any difficulty. Where is the difficulty? The Mahajan is there, the Shastra is there, the Guru is there, the Ved is there. And why should he make research after God? What is this nonsense? Everything is there. Veda is the Satvai, Ahamaiva Veda. The purpose of Veda is to know Krishna. Janmasya Jataha. Atha Brahma Jijnasa, to inquire about Brahma. So, there is no need of searching out God. You can simply try to digest whatever is already there. The Bhagavad Gita is there. All the acharyas they have accepted. They have written commentation on Bhagavad Gita. It refers to the Vedic knowledge. The absolute Krishna to Bhagavan Sam is accepted everywhere by all acharyas. Why you are searching after God? I do not know. So, this Bhagavad Gita and this Brahma Samhita is a description about Krishna and above. Advaita yachyate anadi ananta rupam ajyam kulana purusam navajovanam. Bede Sudullamaya Dullama Prabhupto Govindamadi Purusam Sama. Advaita. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam. He has got Ananta Rupam. There is no limit. He has got so many. Because in each and every Brahmanda, there is Krishna Avatar. Krishna Avatar. It's like in this Brahmanda, there are Krishna avatar 5,000 years ago. Similarly, Krishna avatar is going on. Just like the same example as I have given you many times, that the sun planet is there in the sky, but sun is visible when he is in our throne. Otherwise, sun is there. Similarly, Krishna is always there, but when he descends, incarnates, he becomes visible, exactly like the sun. At the present moment, it is night, sun is not visible. But in due course of time, say after 8 hours or 10 hours, in the morning, the sun will be visible. Similarly, There is scheduled time when Krishna becomes visible on this planet, on this universe. And there are innumerable universes. That is called Nityalila. Nityalila means eternal pastime. Krishna is born as Jasana Devaki Nanda. Immediately, he begins to grow. But that birth is taking another planet, another universe. Just like 6:30 sunshine, it is now visible on this planet or on this city. But again, 6:30 again, another city. 6:30 another city. 6:30 another city. It is not very difficult to understand. That 6:30 is continuous. That 7:30 is continuous. That 8:30 is continuous. Every minute and second is continuous. Simply you have to know where it is. He immediately tries to know by pointing the other city, other, on the other country. You will know that this 6:30 or 7:30 or 12:30 or the setup or rising of the sun is continually going. Here or there. Similarly, Krishna's appearance, Krishna's pastime, everything is continually going on. Sometimes in this universe something, another universe something, another universe, in this way it is going on. Therefore, Krishna's lila is called Nitya lila. Nitya lila. Idana. It is not that for the standing Krishna appears. That's Nitya lila. As you have seen, within this planet, Krishna, that will come again. That's like we saw this sun in the daytime. Now it is not visible. But in due course of time, again we shall see. Next morning we shall see sun. Similarly, we shall see again Krishna. And that rotation takes place according to Vedic calculation after 43 crores of years. That is a explanation is read from Vedic Shastra. So Krishna's lila, it is not an invented. We are worshipping Krishna as something imaginary, some artistic picture. No, it is Nitya lila. Krishna is God. Govinda Mahavipurusham. He is Adi. Advaita Apsita Asyam Purana Purusham. Purana Purusham. The oldest man. Purana means old age. Oldest. Purana Purusham. Purusham means person. Navajovanancha. But whenever you see Krishna, he is just a perfect young boy. Navajovanancha. You will never see Krishna's picture as he has become old. He has grown some big beard and no. Krishna is never see. Krishna is just like a 20-year-old young boy. Navajovanancha. Vedeshu durlava. Adurlava prabhakto. He is not to be found in the Veda. There is, but in this. In the Rig Veda, in the Atharva Veda, Krishna is there. Vedeshu durlava. But the ordinary man cannot find. Just like the people. They are reading Bhagavad Gita, but they do not understand. There are so many people, they are very proud of reading Bhagavad Gita daily. But they do not understand this. The only thing is that missing Krishna. Except Krishna, all ravish things that come. This is their vision. Because Vedas is good love. But the ravish person, rascal person, Krishna is good love. Arulava Bhavato. But Krishna is available. Krishna has to be seen from the Krishna's devotee. Not from others. Therefore, Krishna says to Arjuna that I am again explaining to you this Bhagavad Gita because Bhaktoti, Priyoti, Rastam Gita Suttamam. There is a very nice mystery in the Bhagavad Gita. And that will be understood by you because you are my devotee, you are my very dear. So, in order to understand Krishna, one has to first of all become a great devotee, dear friend of Krishna. Then you can understand. Otherwise, Vedeshu durlava durlava prabhakto. So, The Brahma Sanyata describes about Krishna. Brahma is Mahajana. I have already told you. Mahajana Jena Gatastapanta. So in this Hathras, 12 Mahajans are accepted. Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Manu. Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Vadi, Vadiya, Sati, Vayam. This was explained by Jamraj, to his servant. That these are Mahajans. Who Sambhu, Brahma. Sambhu, Narada. And Sambhu, Lord Shiva. Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu. Kumara, the Kumara. The four Kumara. Kapila, Kapile, Lord Kapil. Manu, Sambhu, Manu. And the Bhagavad Gita has accepted this. Himam divasthate yogam prattvam aham abhyam divasthate. See, in this way, where we have to approach the right person, even parampara prapam, is coming in the line of Brahma, is coming in the line of Lord Shiva, in the line of Narada. In this way, we have to accept a guru from the disciple succession, which is called parampara, guru parampara. Then we can understand what is Krishna. Otherwise not. There are so many people are explaining Bhagavad Gita. If you ask him who is your guru, he has no guru. He is himself guru. So you want he can understand Bhagavad Gita? It is not possible. So try to understand Bhagavad Gita from the bona fide person and follow the principles, rules and regulations and chant Hare Krishna mantra. Your life will be successful. Thank you very much.
Already a person is meant for persons who are too much bodily concepts. One is thinking that I am this body. For him, this global system is a prescribed. So that he can control the senses, yoga, indriya samyama. By controlling the senses, because we are disturbed by our senses. So there is process, how to come to the platform of pranayama. You have to find out a secluded place, and you should sit down there alone, in perpendicular stature. You cannot close your eyes fully up, and then you have to see the tip of it. No, in this way, you have to concentrate your mind on Vishnu, on Krishna. This is prana. So, but actually, when one becomes already attracted to Krishna by devotional service, then the prana process is already there. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Jovinamati Sarvesham, Madhgata Antarasana, Satyaman, Sati Jumam, something is to come over. The real fact is to concentrate your mind upon Krishna. So, these boys, they are being trained up. This Arati, this Arjan, this distribution of literature, reading Krishna books, hearing about Krishna, that means they are not allowed to think anything else except Krishna. That is not. There, the pranayama process, you can do it for 1 hour, 2 hours, I'll say 1 day, 2 days. But this pranayama process, you are always engaged in Krishna study. That is matter. You cannot think. Savai mana Krishna padaravinda. If you simply engage your mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, that is perpetual process. Not for 1 hour, 2 hours or minutes.
But as some yogi
says. Some yogi may say whatever he likes. But what Krishna says, we have to accept.
In the modern technology,
but in modern technology, that is not a principle.
No, but they say it's a rocket to go.
Huh?
They say it's a rocket to go.
Rocket.
Rocket.
But we don't find so long yogis and pranayamwalas know anything about it. We have taken the song. They didn't tell that. Actually, they do not ask him, any yogi, what do you know about God? Ask him, you can ask. You are great. You can ask. What do you know about God? Just tell. What's the rocket? Rocket means you should go anywhere. But if you do not know, then what is the use of this rocket? If you do not know what is God, then what is the use of this rocket? That's why they are going to rocket planet, moon planet. Now the American government stopped NASA investment. You know that?
Yes.
See, if you actually have got rocket, then you must approve that you must know the thing. But simply waste your money and come back. So any sensible man is not enough. This is good, pranayam. But rocket process is maybe. But we don't think that it is rocket process at the present age. Because in this half thought, it is said, 3 days of Hato Vishnu, Pritayam Gato Mapai, Tapari Purishajayam, Kalukad Purishita.
No, they compare it to the
rocket,
only because of the two stages
of the rocket itself.
They say by 3 times,
and drop 3 days. That's alright, but we have to see practically what has become. Simply talking is not true. Simply talking is not true. That is just, these boys, they did not practice pranayama system that bring anyone who knows about God, get at by me. Bring anyone. Any yogi, bring and talk with them. They are neophytes. They are simply practicing 3 or 4 years. And talk with them. And what he knows, it is proof. That is not rocket system. This is rocket. Hare Krishna. He cannot find out a secluded place to practice yoga. Very secluded place in the city. Whole day and night, his cars are going and there is his town. Very secluded place. And he is recommended to walk a secluded place and sacred place. And he should remain alone. Where is such yogi? Find out. Very secluded. He should remain alone. And in a secluded place and a sacred place. And he should not change his asana. Then he becomes, these are the preliminary things. But he is practicing this preliminary, we cannot. Especially in the city, there are so many yoga societies. But if he takes that sutra, he practices in a secluded, so how is it possible in the city? See, if you follow the instruction, it will be very difficult. Very difficult. Not only difficult for us, but 5,000 years ago, Ocho was talking with Krishna face to face, such a exalted personality, and he was a Kshatriya. He said, Krishna, it is not possible to practice. We have become more than Krishna, Arjun, you think? He said, in time of the Bhagavad Gita. He was frank enough, gentlemen. These foolish persons, because they want to cheat others, they cheat themselves, they cheat others, and they follow the system. It is not possible. It is not possible. Frank with it. Do you think we are better than Arjuna?
In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is called Vitakesh, the one who has conquered sin.
So, this yoga process is there, but it is very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. Especially in this age. Therefore, this after is saying, Kite the Dhyatos, with Dhyato Vishnu, there is yoga system. Dhyanavastita tadgatena manasa apasanti jan shogina. Yogina, being absorbed in meditation, they see. Anavastita Bhagavatina Manasa, mind being absorbed in the Supreme, they can see. Janapakshanti Yoga, the yogi see. That is Samadhi. That is Pranayama, of course, controlling the breathing. So, these things are very difficult in these days. Yama Shastra says, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, you are Kevala. Kalu Nasti, or Nasti, or Nasti, or Kevala. Three times. When we stress upon some important point, we say three times. Do it. It is like that. Kalu Nasti, or Nasti, or Nasti, or Kevala. So, yoga practice is approved process. But it requires long, tedious time, and the time is not ever suitable in this age. The persons are different, the culture, they are eating everything, they are drinking everything, smoking, and it is not possible. Simply childish. It is not possible. And you can see practically. Just I give the example. Bring any so-called yogi, mystic practitioner. What is the use of that thing? Here the mass of people take all over the world. Suppose if there is some process, if there are 1% of the whole population check, so what is the use of that thing? So that is very important thing. That is important process also. But it is not possible to be practiced by the present day. Become purified. You understand that Krishna is present on your tongue. Also, the thought, you put it into water, so long it is not filled up, it will make some sound. And when it is filled up and goes down to hell, then there is no problem. That this so-called thought will not help. But that does not mean that in the spiritual life there is no thought. Krishna is spirit. So why is that? Bhagavad Gita. What do you think of Krishna's talking?
Nama Chintamani Krishna. Rasa Vigra. But Chaitanya Rasa Vigra. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigra. Purna, Shuddha, Nitya, Mukta, Abhinna Syat Namana. This is Abhinna Syat Namana. There is no difference between the name and the person. Here in this material world, there is difference between name and the thing. It's like if I want water, if I simply chant water, sometimes give the example that if we chant Coca-Cola. It is not like that. They do not know, and they are there to explain this now. That's a rascal. They do not know what is name. Here is the description of the name. Nama Chintamani Krishna. Chaitanya. This is Chaitanya. This is not dead stone. This body is dead stone. Chaitanya means living force. That is Chaitanya. The name is Chaitanya. Nama Chintamani Krishna. Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Purna. Shuddha. Nitya. Mukta. Avinna. Tad Namana. This name is not ordinary name. This is absolute.
We have nothing to do with chakras.
The chakras are concerned who are in the body on the chakras. The bhaktas, they do not accept that I am body. The svata chakra is concerned with his body, not with his soul. So the yoga process is described for them who are too much in the bodily consciousness. Otherwise, those who are spiritually advanced, they do not have to practice this yoga. They simply name if we follow, actually practically see, you practically see, all over the world, see boys, how they are advancing, simply by chanting Hare Krishna. It is fact, it is not imagination. How they are advancing, how they are becoming. Now, Sarvapadi Jini Muktam, to make zero, they have made everything zero. They don't consider that they are America. They don't consider that I am this body, I have to eat bread, meat, and wine, therefore my body will be better. They never think like that. This is mukti. Simply talking is not good, practice it. I practice yoga and immediately my throat has become dry. Please give me cigarette. Please give me. There is only that, see? You will find, if you analyze, you will find so many. There are things they smoke ganja. There are so many yogis asking. They smoke ganja. You have not seen ganja smoke as yogis?
Yeah.
Huh? Number. I do not know how you have said it. So many rascals smoking ganja and talking of yoga. Taking tea, that is common. Big, big jar, see. So, see, practical. Simply talking will not help. Practically see how this system is working. Thousands and thousands, not only one, two. If you travel all over the world and see our temples, you will find in each and every temple 250 50. All these boys and girls, right? They are countrymen, has gone. They ask them, are you American? They ask. How this transformation has come and said this? Namatindamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, Purna Shuddha Nitta Mukta, Avinna Charnamana. It is non-different from Krishna. So by chanting Krishna means they are associating Krishna directly. There is no question of Satachakra Vishwa. No. It is direct contact with Krishna. And if one is in direct contact with Krishna, what other method does he require? Everything is Aradhita Jadi Hari Tapasa Tata Kim. If you are in direct touch with Krishna, then where is the necessity of Ada Tapasya? Everything is finished. Your ultimate goal is object. And Naradhita Jadi Hari Tapasa Tata Kim. And if you put out that Krishna, then what is this nonsense, yoga and jnana? So use them. You could not touch Krishna. These things are. Aradhita Jadi Hari Samasada Tatkin, Naradhita Jadi Hari Samasada.
And this is why it's called Yogeshara.
Yes. If you are in touch with Yogeshara, then your all activity is finished. Now enjoy life in Yogeshara. That is the position of the devotee. Anandamayam, Anandachinimaya Rasa Pratibhavitam, Savija Eva Nijirupataya Kalani, Oloka Eva Nivasati, Kapilasabhu. This is a great fan. So we have described all this in our books. We are reading and public is very much appreciated. All right.